A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're looking at the Word of God from the book of Romans, chapter number 15 and verse number 33. The scripture says, "Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen." In Philippians chapter number 4 verse 9, the Bible says, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you." The God of peace. We have seen God, the God we worship, looking at his manner. We have seen him as the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have seen him as the Father of mercies. We have seen God as the God of all comfort. We also saw God as the God of all grace, the God of all grace. I'd like us to look at him this morning as the God of peace. The Bible has described our God, referred to him as the God of peace. That is who God is. Paul said, "Now the God of peace be with you." After you have done that which you have seen in me, learned in me, heard in me, when you do it, he said, "and the God of peace shall be with you." The book of Romans also described God as the God of peace. Peace. Peace is what a man needs for progress, for advancement in his life and in his destiny. There can be no progress where there is no peace. There can be no rest where there is no peace. You cannot sleep peacefully if you don't have rest of mind. If there is no peace, there will be no progress, there will be no advancement at all. Where there is no peace, your hands will be weak. Your hands will be feeble. Your hands will not be able to hold anything or do anything meaningful because you lack peace. Peace is a catalyst for progress. Peace is a catalyst for advancement. And so our God is a God of peace. He is the giver of peace. He's the one that gives us peace, that makes peace available to us all. In Job chapter 22 and in verse 21, the Bible says, "Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." The way to have peace is to get acquainted with God. When a man becomes acquainted with God, when a man gets connected to God, he receives peace. He has peace. Peace is granted or given to that man. When you become acquainted, you come to peace. You live in peace. You dwell in peace. Peace is a major characteristic of the kingdom of God. In Romans chapter 14, verse number 17, the Bible says, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. These are the elements or the proofs and the characteristics of the kingdom of God. A man that is in the kingdom of God lives in righteousness. Righteousness and peace and joy become evident, and they are the proof that this man belongs to God's kingdom. Irrespective of what may be happening around, the man has peace and he has joy. He is righteous. He lives in righteousness. He is, as a matter of fact, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This peace has nothing to do with whether you have money in your account or not. It has nothing to do. This is a characteristic of the kingdom, a kingdom benefit, a kingdom blessing that belongs to anyone and everyone in the kingdom of God. Whoever accepts Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, one major gift that he receives at that very moment is the peace of God that passeth all understanding. He also receives joy, and immediately righteousness is imputed unto him. He becomes the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so the Bible says God is the God of peace, is the one that gives us peace. We have peace with God. We have peace in God. Psalm number 29 and verse number 11, the scripture says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." God will bless his people with peace. So peace is a blessing come from God. May the Lord bless you with peace. And when you are blessed with the peace of God, your strength is intact. He says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people." God gives strength. A man who has peace in God, his strength is intact. His strength is not depleted because he is at peace with God and is at peace with himself. peace with God is very essential. And peace, God is the God of peace. And peace is a proof that you are part of this kingdom. A man who has lost his peace will become weak and feeble. He loses his strength. His strength fails him because he has lost his peace. Don't lose your peace with God. Do not do anything that will take away your peace from you. If you lose your peace, you will lose the strength of God. You will lose confidence in God. You will lose spiritual strength and stamina because you have lost your peace. Don't lose your peace. The beneficiaries of this peace that we are talking about, therefore, are those who are acquainted with God, those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They have peace. Number two, those who have this peace that we are talking about are those whose mind is stayed on God. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, the Bible says, "Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." When a man trusts in God, his mind is fixed on God. He is kept in perfect peace. God keeps that man in peace because he trusts in him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were kept in perfect peace despite their confrontation with the fiery furnace, despite the seven-time hotness of the fire. These men were kept in perfect peace. They kept their calm. They kept their peace because their heart was fixed on God. Let your heart be fixed on God. Fix your heart on God and it will keep you in perfect peace. And so, getting acquainted with God and keeping your heart on God keep you in perfect peace. Number three, in Psalm 119, verse 165, the Bible says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." For loving the law of God, for keeping the law of God, you are kept in peace. Great peace is the product of keeping the law of God, loving his law and keeping his law. Then you are kept in perfect peace. So to find this peace which belongs to God, God is the Father of mercies. God is a God of peace. And for you to inherit and enjoy this peace of God, you must get acquainted with God through Christ Jesus. Keep your heart on God and let your heart and your mind be focused and stayed on God. And number three, ensure that you are given to the study of the Word of God. Delight yourself in the Word of God and in the law of God. Number four, for you to enjoy this peace, follow peace with all men. Ensure that you are not in enmity with any man. Ensure peace with people around you. God expects that, number one, you will have peace with him. Peace with God is very essential. God is the God of all peace, and you need to be at peace with God. Number two, peace with others around you. There is the need for you to have peace with people around you. Peace with your spouse, peace with your children, with your parents, peace with your boss, with your employer, with your employees, peace with your colleagues at work, peace with your neighbors and people around you. Number three, you must have peace with yourself. You must be at peace with yourself. Peace belongs to God. God is the giver of peace. God is the one who keeps in perfect peace, for he is the God of peace. My prayer is that the God of peace will keep you in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will bless you with peace in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, bless me with your peace and keep me in perfect peace. Bless me with your peace and keep me in perfect peace." Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Father, your word says you will give strength to your people. You will bless your people with peace. Bless me with peace and keep me in perfect peace. The Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. My mind is stayed on thee. Therefore, I pray, keep me in perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Oh God of peace, keep me in perfect peace and let me not be troubled in anything in the name of Jesus. Oh God of peace, I pray that you will keep me in perfect peace and let me not be troubled in anything in Jesus' precious name." Lift up your voice and pray and declare, "I am connected to the God of peace. Therefore, I will not be troubled. Therefore, I will not be offended in the name of Jesus. I am connected to the God of peace. Therefore, therefore I will not be troubled. Therefore I will not be offended in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let everything troubling my life and destiny, let every issue affecting my peace receive divine solution now in the name of Jesus. I pray, dear Father, that everything troubling my peace, everything affecting my peace, every issue affecting my peace will receive divine solution now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the God of peace will keep you in perfect peace. The Lord will give strength to you. The Bible says the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I pray that the Lord will bless you with peace in the name of Jesus. Because you are connected to God, the God of peace, you will not be troubled in the name of Jesus. And I pray every issue of concern, every issue giving you sleepless nights, the God of peace will resolve it now. There will be solution to every such situation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Support Daily Impact with Grace Man by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. Support also by praying and by financial support and donations. The Lord bless you as you do. With joy, I'd like to inform my esteemed listeners that our program, Family Life Affairs, will commence online on Friday, the 15th of September. Please note and watch out. Family Life Affairs online with Yemi Grisman at Duluju, Friday, 15th of September. The Lord bless you. And you can get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grisman at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.